Welcome to Virtual Bible Academy's Disciple Making One, Abiding in His Word. I'm John Morris, the author of this course and your teacher for all of these audio recordings. And I promise you, this can change your life and the lives of others through you. You're going to learn more of the Bible than you can imagine in a shorter time than you can imagine. Now, preaching persuades. You listen, and you are motivated. I will not be preaching. I will be teaching. You won't just listen. You will learn. So let me ask you a question. Why did Jesus come to earth? Seriously, why did Jesus come to earth? Well, I'll let Jesus answer that question. He said, John 10:10, I came so that they would have life and have it abundantly. And here's a second question. How is that abundant, full, overflowing, eternal life passed on to others? Again, I'll let Jesus answer. From Matthew 28:18-20. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to follow, that is, to obey, all that I commanded you. Now, this course can help you do that, help you have that abundant life as a disciple, and help you pass it on as a disciple maker. Now, first, you really should have a digital or printed copy of this course in front of you. It's free, and it's available from virtualbibleacademy.org, virtualbibleacademy.org. You can download it to your computer or device, a lesson at a time, or as the whole course. So let's begin. Page 1, the cover. Look at the verse in the middle of that first page. Jesus said, if you abide in, now that means continue in, live in, are rooted in. So Jesus said, if you abide in my word, continue in my word, live in my word, are rooted in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. That's John 8:31-32. And that's what this course is about, helping you know and live in God's word and helping you pass it on to others. Now, if you've got the printed copy and want to put my name and your name there, your name is my name, and then my teacher's name is my name. I'm John Morris, John, J-O-H-N, Morris, M-O-R-R-I-S. So, on to page 2, the foreword. Let's start with a verse at the top of page 2. That's the key verse for this course. 2 Timothy 2:15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, handling accurately the word of truth. 2 Timothy 2:15 in the King James states this, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So Disciple Making One is titled Abiding in His Word. Abiding in His Truth is what that means. Look at that first paragraph. This course deals exclusively with the contents of the 66 books of the Old and New Testaments. There's nothing else in there. There's no man-made traditions. There's no practices that are man-made or extra-biblical experiences. Now, if you disagree with anything in this course, be a Berean. When Apostle Paul taught the noble-minded believers in Berea, Acts 17, they received the word with great eagerness, examining the scriptures daily to see whether these things were so. They were checking Paul's teaching out against the Bible, the Old Testament. So, be daily examining the Bible as you study this course. Be a Berean. That's what this is about. This course is just the Bible, nothing else. So every time you see something, you should be asking yourself the question, is this biblical? Now, the second paragraph on page 2 is really just a statement that the course is free, that you can download it, you can print it, you can copy it, you can translate it with some conditions. You can read it there and on another page. And you can distribute it freely at cost or at, you know, just what it costs to produce it and distribute it. But it's intended to be free not for anyone to make a profit from it, including me. The final paragraph. Christian theology was defined by Thomas Aquinas, Christian theologian and philosopher from the 1200s AD. Now, he defined it as the study of that which is taught by God, teaches of God, and leads to God, specifically the God of the Bible. And the term theology is derived from the Greek theologia, which combines the Greek word theos for God and logia, word. Theology is the study of God's word. And this course is a concise, condensed, streamlined, systematic theology, a specific and focused type of study and teaching of God's word. This course arranges the Bible's main truths and teaching into a coherent, clear, and understandable framework for your future study. It includes an overview of history, chronology, central people, and main geography of the Old and New Testaments. So go right on to page 3, how to study this course. There's different options, and you should pray and choose your option. You may well have done that already. You could choose to study by yourself. It works just fine that way. Or you can study with a study partner. But think of Proverbs 27:17 if you do that. Choose wisely who you study with. You want someone that will lift you up, not drag you down. Iron sharpens iron. That's Proverbs 27:17. Or you could study with a group. 2 Timothy 2:2 includes that. And just choose faithful learners in a group. You want serious people. Now, registration, that's the second little paragraph on page 3, is optional. You don't have to do that. But I'll tell you, I'd really like it if you did. So I can pray for you and others can. And all we want is where you live, what country, what city. I don't want your street address. But your email address would help. And that would be used exclusively, I guarantee it, exclusively for updates and announcements of other free Bible teaching and evangelism materials, videos, audios, and courses. This course is intended to be printed. That's the best way. Print it if you can. It is 160 PDF pages. It is totally free. Now, a printed copy is preferable for studying. Preferable, it really is. And you can print the entire course or a single lesson at a time. You can see the pages for that printing on page 5 of this course, or you can print the lessons or whole course directly from the website. Now, one warning. Phones are kind of small for what these pages are in the notebook. There's a lot of charts, maps, and you might struggle a little bit with a phone version only, but you certainly can do that. And there are audio and video teachings. Starting with the audio and then video are going to be added when the audio is completed. By the time you're reading this or listening to this, those very well may be completed. You also can be certified. Just request information at the address there on page 3, contact@virtualbibleacademy.org. And if you have any questions or requests, please just send them to that same address. And I or someone will, as soon as possible, answer all your questions and be of any assistance possible. All the content questions I will be answering myself. You can translate this. There are some conditions listed there on the page. And again, you can distribute it for free or at cost. That's the point of this. I want this to be free in print, in digital copies, audio recordings, and videos. I want to make this as easy as possible for you. So on to page 4, meet the author, meet me. I'll tell you, I always like to know who teaches me. I want to know something about them. So I wrote the letter that's printed there on page 4 so that you can know a little bit about me. And I can summarize this or read parts of it in under 3 minutes for you. I've been a true follower of Jesus since I was 10 years old. I was almost 11 the day I asked Jesus to be my Savior, the day I was born again. And I have been in full-time ministry since 1974. Before that, I was in nuclear physics and computers. And I've been married to the wife of my youth, fantastic lady, for many decades. She, our children, and our grandchildren are all believers in Jesus. And I can tell you, I'm pro-church, but I don't promote any specific church or denomination. I believe the 66 books of the Bible, as originally written, are the inerrant, infallible, accurate, unfading, complete Word of God. And I take the entire Bible to mean what it says. And it is the ultimate authority in life and doctrine. My in-person ministry has been in the U.S., England, Poland, and Russia. In person, in print, and online, it has touched every continent except Antarctica, and has included Bible teaching, lots of evangelism, apologetics, and preaching, even though what I'm doing here is teaching. My ministry has been in churches, colleges, houses, retreat centers, offices, restaurants, on a mountaintop, on radio, on videos, and online. And I believe that a good teacher lives what he teaches, leading people to ground that he has already occupied and conquered. And God's grace and mercy, he has made this ministry fruitful and allowed me to be part of it. To God and God alone be the glory. I wrote this course in the 1980s, the original version of it. And after teaching it numerous times, I've updated and expanded it. I don't even know how many times. Changes were made to its content to answer student questions and meet their needs, needs that emerge during the teaching. Now, the original process of writing and then the process of updating this course was rooted in much prayer and included extensive but unusual research. After deciding which subjects to include in this course, I collected a lot of books on every subject. But this is the strange part. I didn't read any of them. But I did go through every book to find every verse mentioned on every subject. And those verses were then arranged in logical order, studied, and organized into the framework of this course. And a wide variety of word-for-word Bible translations, Bible dictionaries, Greek and Hebrew lexicons, dictionaries, concordances, respected commentaries, maps, and a variety of other resources were used. And this course is not a paraphrase of the writings of others. As far as good scholarship allows, it is an original work and one of my life's main works. And writing this course changed my life, as does teaching it. And it has changed the lives of others who have studied it, and it can change your life. Jesus said to believers, "If you continue, abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." John 8:31-32. Now, those verses are not about salvation. They're not evangelism verses. They're verses on the move from being just a believer to being a disciple. And this course can enable you to abide in his word. What you learn from the Bible in this course will give you the sure footing in his truth that only his word can give. That's who I am. That's what makes me tick, in a sense. Now, the last page of this, page 5 of this short first recording, is simply the table of contents. It's a list of all the courses there, these beginning short audio recordings and then the longer lessons themselves, salvation, prayer, Bible study, an overview of the Old Testament, life of Christ and New Testament, knowing God, about the character of God, how to know God's will, fitting in the body and winning in the war, and then an appendix on teaching others. The pages to print, if you want to print it using this as a guide, are all listed there on the table of contents. But you can also just follow that on the website itself intuitively, so you can print either a lesson or all of it in one shot. Now, there's a note at the bottom of that page. Review questions and answers are the last four pages of this introduction, and then also on the introduction that's coming, and then the last four pages of each of the 10 lessons. So, last four pages of every lesson, the introduction, and then the next one is the introduction, the next recording, and then the 10 lessons, each one has two pages of questions, and then those same questions on two more pages with the correct answers. Now, the idea of that is that you test yourself, preferably before you study each lesson, and then afterwards. Pre-testing helps you bring to mind what you know. Post-testing not only verifies that you learned it correctly, but also puts it into your long-term memory. And that's the idea of this, not just that you listen, like to preaching, but that you listen and learn and store it in your memory, and you are changed from within by the Word of God. Well, that's the end of this first recording. Next will come the recording on the introduction.